It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
Hello and welcome to Police on the Scene. I'm Officer J.D. Dine. Hey, I want to wish everybody a belated happy Easter out there. With that said, however, we have a dumb criminal. The headlines read this: Easter Bunny Mall Brawl Shocks Bystanders. This is almost a little disturbing. Some young people who saw the Easter Bunny this weekend at Edison Mall no longer see him as the lovable, cuddly rabbit that delivers eggs and candy. This 6 foot, 2 inch, 280-pound bunny, also known as Fort Myers resident Arthur J. McClure, 22, is facing battery charges after he allegedly punched a woman in the back of the neck and head during a fight near a photography set. In the back of the head and the neck, that would be called a rabbit punch in the boxing world. Okay. McClure denied he punched the woman when he was contacted by a reporter from newspress.com Monday. He said he was trying to split up two women who were fighting, including his wife, the exhibit manager, Crystal Fretchett. There's no way, McClure said, to satisfy the long line of people who wanted their children's picture taken at the exhibit was preparing to close. McClure said he was hot and didn't want to stay in the bunny costume any longer. My shirt was soaked with sweat, McClure said. I almost threw up. Arthur, you're 6'2", 280 pounds. Maybe you should have been the greeter and your wife should have been in the suit, my friend. I've been in the McGruff suit several times. They are hot, but you kind of have to prepare for that. The melee shocked customers, mall employees, and the company who hired McClure and Fretchett. Mall management issued an apology to the parents and the children. I bet they did. I won't go into that too much, but the spokesman, Charlie Russell, said, "The terminations were a result of the incident that was embarrassing and uncomfortable for all the mall patrons." I bet it was, Charlie. This incident began shortly after 8 p.m. Saturday when victim Erin Johansson of Cape Coral was waiting in line with her family and several others at the public Easter bunny photo near exit G. When the exhibit closed about 10 minutes early, some of the customers in line, including Johansson, got upset. Well, I can see that. I mean, their kids are waiting in line. These two goofs decide, "I'm hot. I've had enough. We're gonna close early." You know, it's Easter. You got to stay. If you're the bunny, you have to stay till 8 o'clock, and maybe then some. You know, I mean, that's part of the deal here, Mr. McClure, I would think. I'm not going to go into the details, but actually Johansson and this other woman, his wife, Fritchie, get into basically a fist fight. McClure, the Easter Bunny's wife, hit her right in the jaw, and then he did the worst thing you can do as a mascot. McClure took off the head of the costume and then punched Johansson in the back of her head. You never, ever take the costume off. So, oh, man, two wrongs don't make a right here, Mr. McClure. I mean, if any professional mascots ever get a hold of you, it's going to be nothing compared to what the court will look like, a walk in the park, because that's a big, big no-no. I'm not going to read the rest of it. It's pretty much self-explanatory. The Easter Bunny here, McClure, sees his wife getting in a fist fight with another lady. He takes off the head to get involved in that, punches a lady. Then a couple of other guys see him punch this woman, and they come after him, and the melee begins. Unbelievable. McClure and Fretchett, both of 3840 Central Avenue, apartment 208, were charged with misdemeanor battery and disturbing the police said. McClure's occupation, listed on the arrest report, reads Easter Bunny. The two said they used to work at the Silver Spoon, the American Cafe in the mall. Tim, grab a mic. I can't believe.
I got it.
Boy, the details of this newscast.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
That's a great news source.
You know what? And with that said, again, we're going to call McClure. I got to call this guy out on this.
You have enough details.
Yeah, well,
when
the newscast gave me his address of 3840 Central Avenue, number apartment 208 in Fort Lauderdale, or Fort Myers, excuse me.
Call this number here.
Call to Mr. McClure. Let's see what this is all about. I got a couple suggestions for him on how not to be on our dumb criminal of the year list in the future. So give that a shot. And, you know, while Tim's doing that, if you guys hear of any dumb criminals, feel free to share them with us. You can give us a call at 206-339-8576, and they disconnected it.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I bet it's not service this time, Mr. McClure, because this story went national, too.
Sorry, Joel.
You know what, though, Tim? I did something. Because they gave the addresses here, I did a reverse search on one of our local directories. I did an address search, and I actually found some of Mr. McClure's neighbors in apartments 207. Yeah, I would say 207 is close to 208. Let's give them a call and see if this has been an uproar in the old apartment complex, should we? See if they know that their neighbor is an Easter Bunny beater. I should say battery suspect. And see if they know.
Scramble some eggs.
Yeah, let's see. Are you calling? The first one is Kathy? Kay? Okay, all right. Let's give her a shot. See what she'll go on.
It's ringing.
Okay. Catherine.
Remember to ask her.
Yes, I will. I won't say her last name. Well, that's a definite no. It sounds like they were very familiar with the situation, though. Guess what? I guess if apartment 207 won't talk, why don't we go for 204? Let's go for 204. Let's give that a shot. Stay with us here. We got to find out now. Let's see. He was in apartment 208, so 204, I'm getting kind of far away. I've got one more at 206 that might be a better. Busy? Yeah. Maybe they're calling everybody in the apartment complex, warning them. Yes, police on the scene is calling right now. All right, let's see here. This is this 206?
I'm trying the last one.
Okay. Is this VNS?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Give this a shot. Oh, boy. Breaking new ground here on Police on the Scene, folks. Calling dumb criminals.
I don't know. Having them hang up, that's not new.
Yeah, that's not new. Yeah, I'm surprised.
I'm unable to answer your
Should I leave a message?
Right now.
Should I give a shot?
Sure.
Okay.
Please leave your name, number, and message after
the Yeah, we'll do that. Hey, how you doing? This is JD9 from PoliceOnTheScene.com. We're doing we do crime prevention stories and some humorous stories, and we're wondering, hey, feel free, if you could give us a call at 206-339-8586. That's 206-339-8576. That's 8576. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. We have an interesting story that happened down in your area, and we're hoping maybe you could talk on our podcast about it. So if you can call back, that would be great. Have a great evening down there in that lovely Gator State.
Hey.
All right. We'll see what happens. Timmy, keep that phone line. Keep the bat phone over there. See if we get a call back. That's all I had. We had a busy signal, and we had and we had a no-go, and we have a left a message. So we'll see. I think this story has been pretty hot, and I'm sure that the whole complex has been talking about the Easter Bunny who beats up patrons waiting to see him. So, hey, with that said, guys, we'll do it again. Eventually we'll find somebody out there that wants to talk to us about this, but we had to have a little fun here because we talk about a lot of serious topics, and once in a while mixing in some fun. It's fun for all. So, hey, stay safe and be smart out there. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and I am 10-8.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.